thanks, George, for this introduction and for also setting the frame around our discussions here today. So also from my side, a very warm welcome to everybody. Very warm welcome to those delegates and experts who have already been discussing with us for 2 days. We have already had 2 days of intensive discussions. And a very warm welcome to those of you who have traveled to Geneva, particularly for today's day on the circular economy. And thirdly, a very warm welcome also to some of the representatives of delegations here in Geneva. I really, really appreciate that that you are joining us also for the more substantive and not only for the formal parts of UNECE meetings. So as George already said it basically all, circular economy is very important, generally in terms of reducing material use and achieving the SDGs, and I'm delighted that UNECE adopted this priority theme, and I'm very happy that in the Economic Cooperation and Trade Division, we could work on our three key themes, that's trade, innovation, and infrastructure investment, and really try to see how can we harness the power of trade, innovation, and infrastructure investment for the circular transition. And so for a few years, we have been nudging the different committees, working parties, teams of specialists, and you know, subgroups to really look into the circular economy topic. And I think we can really be proud of what we have achieved. George, as you mentioned, we have adopted a series of guidelines in the PPP sector. We have developed some policy papers on the innovation side. We have also looked into specific tools such as the sustainability pledge or looked at sectors such as textiles and agri-food. And I'm very happy that we can pull together this in today's meeting. And by listing some of these themes, I've already sort of like also run you through the agenda, because we will, as part of the CIC-PPP that, George, you are chairing, we will today in the morning again look at innovation, particularly innovation-enhancing procurement, and infrastructure investment, PPP. So look at those two work streams, how they can contribute to the circular economy. And in the afternoon, when we will be part of the trade committee, that's the second committee serviced by the Economic Cooperation and Trade Division, and I already see our chair and vice chair from Kyrgyzstan here in the room. In the afternoon, we look at the trade side of things, and we'll take a sectoral approach. We will look at two circular economy hotspot sectors, textile sector and the agri-food sector. So with that, I think I'll close it here. Once again, many thanks. And we have, for our first session, an amazing lineup of speakers. And I'm going to introduce all three speakers here. And a particular great pleasure to introduce Jocelyn Blaireau. Joss Blaireau from Ellen MacArthur Foundation. Joss, you have been really instrumental with us. And we just realized that we go back quite some time when, in the time of COVID, we had lots of online meetings, and when the circular economy topic was still very, very new for UNECE, and you've really helped us sort of like navigate and get started. So I really appreciate that you are here with us and will give a keynote. And then I will also introduce our two following speakers, Mariana Novak, Director of the Circular Economy. Great pleasure to meet you, and as the name already says, an instrumental and central organization in the circular economy transition. And Fiona Charney, a co-director of the Exeter Center for Circular Economy. And Fiona, we have also engaged already quite a bit. You're one of our circular economy, circular step focal points. So with this, I think we have an amazing setup. We're running a little bit late. I will stop talking now and hand over to Joss. The floor is yours.